A very, very, very warm welcome to the Really Bad Mental Health Podcast. It is season 3, episode 8. Woohoo! Woo! We're here! How is everyone?
Very well.
Oh, a little cheer.
That was a little cheer for us. Oh. How is everyone? Lise?
I am very well.
Half?
I'm in a very, very good mood today.
Excellent. Me too. We're done.
That's nice. It. You go.
See you next week.
Tell me about it, people.
Lise, you go.
Okay. Well, we've just been doing some hill sprints. So I feel invigorated from some exercise.
I think you two are crazy doing hill sprints up Gold
Hill.
Well,
we only did 10. Mental?
Oh, only 10 up Gold Hill.
It's very warm as well. And
towards the end, mine were a bit more of a hill jog than a hill sprint. But
that is steep.
Yeah,
babe.
This guy's fast though.
On cobbles as well.
Yeah, he is fast.
I was born running up that hill.
It's funny because when I look at him, I'm not sure whether I see Harv or whether I see Yulan Kipchong.
Yeah, that's what it was like being behind him.
Exactly. He is the sprinter of all sprinters. So well done, Harv.
Yeah, so that was awesome work. That was a nice way to spend an evening, wasn't it? Half an hour?
It was.
Yeah, fair play to
you. Now, in the company of you guys, Ads is looking younger today.
Younger?
Oh, you don't agree?
Have you had some Botox?
No.
Oh.
I don't know why he walked in earlier and he goes, hello, mate, you look younger. And I went, oh,
that's better than when someone says, you're looking well.
Yeah.
That's like, oh.
Well, I was really pleased. You know, if someone says you look younger, I think that's a really
nice compliment,
thing.
Yeah.
So
I might
thanks,
start
mate.
Saying that to people.
You're welcome. Mm.
So fair play to you guys doing the hill sprints. I think that's good. I thought you were both going to be in a bit more of a mess than you are. You're both looking well.
You're looking well.
You're looking well.
No, but I've been home for a shower.
You've got a bit of a glow.
Yeah, I'm a little bit red.
Yeah, but like a healthy glow. Okay. Like your skin looks good. You've got a healthy glow.
Do you know what? I've been I'm going to do a little promo now in case we get sponsored. Skin and Me.
Mm. Oh. Harv's been using that as well.
It's I started using it a couple of months ago and it has transformed my skin. I've been out of the house without makeup on a few times now, which is unheard of for me.
Good work.
Yeah.
Well done, Lise.
So if they want to sponsor us and sponsor me and give me some free skincare.
Me. Well, I might want that.
Skin me. So, yes, I think you're looking very well, Lise.
You've
got a nice glow to you. And Harv, you're not a sweating mess.
I am not. I was.
Yeah.
I was, but that has since passed. I've had a good shower. I had a little salad. You saw me eat a salad?
I did see you eat a salad.
On the record.
Yeah. He turned down office lady's dinner tonight. She's very upset.
It was about not... I mean, office lady is a very, very good cook.
What was on the menu from office lady?
Had dinner last week.
Yeah.
And we ate. And didn't
oh,
we?
Mate, honestly, we I didn't need to eat that much. I mean, she made us this chicken thing that had like, I can't even remember what it was. It was delicious though. Yeah. And then made us croissants that she cuts in half, puts galaxy caramel in it, and then puts them in the waffle maker and squeezes them down.
Oh.
And then we had two of those. I did like 3,000 calories in one sitting.
Yeah.
It's delicious. Amazing. Mm-hmm.
But you're well, you're good.
I'm good. And you're good?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, yeah. Bit of a sore back, but we'll come to that later. It comes and goes, doesn't it?
Oh.
And for those who are watching on our YouTube channel, you'll see Shifty. Well, you won't. Yeah, you will see Shifty because you're looking. We've got some new
Is
cameras.
He looking at us, looking at him, looking at us.
Yeah. Don't look at me looking. No, because we've got these cameras. These ones, ooh, which are in front of us. Like,
I'm not sure this is a good angle for me.
They're like GoPros. Others are available, obviously. We're not sponsored by GoPro. If GoPro do want to sponsor us, that's fine. And then Shift's got like some funky gimbal that he can walk around in. And
gimbal.
That is called a gimbal.
Yeah, I know. He's got a funky gimbal.
Nice funky gimbal, Shift. Yeah, careful with that. And so for those on our YouTube channel, people have been watching it
and said,
like I've had some feedback saying how cool it is that they can now see us talking and the way we work together is really cool. So I think that's positive.
That is positive. Mm. I don't think I'm going to watch, though. It's bad enough, like, listening back to yourself, let alone watching yourself.
I think this is going to be good because Shift's got to edit it.
Oh, okay. So he can do the
So he'll be cutting between the gimbal camera. And for those who don't know what a gimbal camera is, Shift, put it in front of the camera so people can see the gimbal. This is going to be weird, isn't it? Because then it's like the camera's looking
Shifty
at the camera.
And his gimbal.
Yeah. So he'll cut between the gimbal and these cameras. And he's going to use some funky software and then he's probably going to take over
Maybe
the world.
Maybe I'll bring myself out of my comfort zone and watch it.
So if people are listening and they're watching.
Then that's an absolute
There's only one more thing to do and that is support.
Oh, I like it.
I see what you've done there.
I like it.
You didn't know where I was going.
No,
with that, did
I didn't.
You?
I was thinking, what else is there?
Yeah.
They can support. How could they do that, Lise?
They can click on the website, which is www.badco.uk, and there's a podcast tab.
Yeah, and there's lots of amounts you can click on from £5 to £500.
And we've got the new Really Bad Mental Health Podcast car stickers.
Ooh.
So they're going to go up for sale on the website. But if you donate, we're going to just send you
we'll send you some stuff.
Cool. Yeah, send you some stuff. And we've got I Support the Really Bad Mental Health Podcast t-shirts coming out.
We have.
Which is going to be really cool. Yeah, big thanks to Dan at Anthropic. He is the legend that is in the background that designs all our stuff and never, ever, ever asks for anything. He's amazing.
He can have a car sticker.
He can have whatever he wants. Yeah, he could make a guest appearance. I don't think he wants to.
He wouldn't want to, but he could.
So we are here, three people, three friends, just talking about everything mental health, Adam, and Lisa, and we are talking everything, and I do mean everything mental health. So we're all in good spaces. This is a good thing.
Yeah,
this is a really good
thing. Right now, I am in a good space.
Oh, so we need to talk about why we didn't record 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so that's we got to talk warts and all on this podcast. Isn't everything.
Yeah, and I think the build-up to what probably happened, you opened up about your sleep patterns and panic attacks and et cetera. So take us through what happened.
And I felt like I was getting on top of those, but then they came back with a vengeance. And it must have been 2 weeks ago now, wasn't it?
Because you upped your medication as well.
Yeah, my sertraline, so that got doubled from a low dose anyway. But that got doubled. And it did sleep did improve. But then it sort of went downhill again, and then that just ruins my days, and my mood went really, really low. And so, yeah, I couldn't even record the pod 2 weeks ago because I just wasn't in the right headspace for it.
Yeah, and that's okay. It's okay to not be okay.
But as I stand here now and I'm really in a good mood today, in a good place today, it's worth highlighting that that is definitely not always the case, and that will bring us onto our topic nicely later.
Yes. Do we want to mention the topic yet, or should we leave it? Should we save it?
Mention it.
Give us a sneaky peek. Give us half the title.
The continuous.
We'll just leave it there. Yes. We'll just leave it there. So, support the podcast, support each other, and be there for. And I hope we were there for you, Harv.
You were there.
Yeah,
you were there because I know that I could pull the plug on this and without any kind of criticism or negative feeling, everybody's like got your back.
Yeah,
messages from all of you independently saying. Hope you're okay.
Yeah, no, that's cool. That's cool. So be there for each other. So perfect. Recap of last episode. What happened? I haven't done my homework today. What happened in the last episode?
I do an agenda. And no.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't say on here what the agenda, what we did.
The last episode was anger, wasn't it?
Was
or
it?
Was it memory?
Yeah. No, it was anger. I'm the one with the memory issues. It was anger.
Oh, okay.
So have we worked on our anger? I'm definitely not angry.
No. I've been a bit angry the last couple of weeks. But
What's fueled that?
Just a few issues at work that have been, we won't talk about it more here, but yeah, just a few issues at work that
Was it that silver Mercedes that parked in your car park?
No.
That I saw you put on Facebook. Can the owner of this vehicle come and move their car?
Well, because we don't have many spaces as it is. Yeah. So when people leave a car there, that just ruins it.
Quick one on the anger then. Don't tell us why you're angry because it's work related, but tell us how you dealt with it.
Actually, for me, I confronted the issue, which is different for me because I'm usually a bit of a let it fester. But this time I was so angry, I had to talk about it. So I've actually, on two occasions now, brought it up separately with my bosses and been like, can I just have a little chat about this? Because this isn't...
And how did it go down? Was it received?
It was received. I don't know whether it was resolved. But I felt better for talking about it. So,
good.
Good for you.
So, yeah, so that's new for me. I normally fester, but I've been getting it off my chest.
My anger has not even risen, I think, since the last one, because just things are kind of ticking along and going well. So we'll come to that on our topic of the only bit we're saying is continuous. So let's have a little charity update. Harv, what's been going on?
Well, the Brain Determined Charity Update. It says in brackets here 3 to 5 minutes, so I'll try and keep it to that.
Lisa's very
just
strict.
Just a guide.
Very strict on the agenda.
Nicola, who gets a mention probably on every episode, completed her burpee challenge. So she completed 60,000 burpees.
Which is insane.
It is madness.
But the idea was she was going to raise 60 grand. Well, we as a team were going to raise 60 grand because we had the crowdfunder going.
Yes.
We had a budget of 60 grand to stand up the hub. So that's why she was doing the 60,000 burpees, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But things have changed, as they always do.
Things have changed.
Things have changed.
But it's still on. Very much in our minds.
Yes. So firstly, good work, Nicola. 60,000 burpees. You're a nutcase and we love you.
Yes.
The update on the hub is the building we had fell through.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I wonder if
is there a boo?
Yeah, like I bet there is.
Not a boo, but like a
but
sad.
Melancholy.
Yeah,
melancholy
there's going to be something, but I don't know.
You might press the wrong one and it might be like, yeah.
And I have been told to not mess around with this. I mean, I can do trombone or I could do...
is there a wah-wah?
No, we need Shifty, our producer, to sort this out.
Put little stickers on it and be like smiley
face.
He's
shaking his head at that job title.
Yeah, he doesn't like it. I can make you sound like a robot.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, no, it's only me. Oh, it's only this one. That's not much fun. No. But I'll do it just for fun. Hang on.
This one. Now I sound like a robot.
You see? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's got nothing to do with the community hub.
Right. So that's Nicola.
Yeah. And
the hub. The hub fell through. But we've got someone else ticking along in the background.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of inspiring women, Lise.
Oh, me?
We can talk about you if you like, but I was thinking about the next thing on the...
Stop talking about me.
Yeah, I'm not a little old me. Again.
No, Lindsay Pledger, she completed the 50K Jurassic Coast Walk and raised £375.
50K.
It was a hot weekend as well. Oh, my boyfriend did it the same weekend and it was hot.
How did he get on? Did he do the 50K?
He did 75 like I did. So to prove a point... He was a bit like, I'm going to do 75 next year because it's, you know, it's just walking.
And of course, you wished him all the best and wanted him to do better than you, didn't you, Lise?
I hope you don't get a blister or two blisters for 6 hours. But no, I wished him on his way. I helped him, you know, do a bit of training and stuff. Not a blister in sight.
And what time?
They did 22 hours, so 2 hours less than me.
Yeah.
Which has now spurred me on to do it next year and do it quicker. But though they were there's two mates. They were, one of them was a bit broken. He was fine. He was a little bit broken, but not as broken as I hoped he might be.
Yeah.
Is that me?
As you hoped he might be. Wow.
Well, no, I just wanted it to be on an even, because I was pretty broken, wasn't I? Those blisters I had on the back of my legs were horrific. Do you remember the blisters?
Yeah. It was like you had been like a burns victim.
Yeah,
it wasn't
exactly.
Like you had gone for a walk.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, but it was a hot weekend that weekend.
I think the face of like stunness was the fact that you said, I hoped he would be more broken.
It wasn't the fact that you,
it wasn't the fact that you weren't broken. It was the fact that you wished that.
I was like, have you got any sunburn yet? I kept texting you. But yeah, it was a very hot weekend for them. So everyone who did it that weekend, fair play to them. Because that is a tough walk, that one.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the toughest. So yeah, she did that. And then Sorrel and Mockham, they had a quiz night.
Sorrel. Sorelli?
Sorrel? I call it Sorrel. But
I've been calling it Serene, which is definitely not right.
No, that's another snack.
Saurine? Yeah. Do you call it Saurine or Serene?
Saurine.
Because that's very posh to call it Serene.
Well, I am posh. We discussed
it. Do you actually call it Serene?
Serene Fruit Loaf?
Do you? Saurine.
Well, I don't know. I never really said
it. Doreen's having a Saurine. The advert was Doreen's having a Saurine.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't remember the advert.
Do you actually call it Serene? Serene.
Not now. Posh. Not now.
So I've heard some rumours about you. But that you're posh. And now I'm going to say...
Now those rumours have just been confounded.
I am not posh.
Mm. Should we have some Serene?
At Sorrel.
Do you call
Sorrel or
Sorrel? Doritos Doritos?
I might now, though.
So anyway, we were at Sorrelli. What are we talking about here?
They did a quiz night. We weren't there. They did a quiz night, raised £200, which is very kind of them.
Amazing.
But while we're talking about Sorrelli, Sorrel, Serene, Serena, whatever we're calling it.
Serena.
We were there.
Yeah, we were.
We were there on Saturday night.
Yeah.
We went out.
We did. We went out.
Why were we there?
I had a bit of a dance.
You did have a bit.
I had a bit of a dance. I love a bit of a dance.
You were PK dancing to the dance floor.
Oh, I'll tell you what, the band were good though, weren't they?
Brilliant.
Yeah, really good.
What were
good.
They called?
Oh, I don't remember.
Mischief and the Makers?
It's funny because I remember what the lead singer looks like.
Yes.
Was she very pretty?
Yes. And in a very, very nice pink dress. Oh, and lovely. I think all the guys were like, well, that band's really good.
Yeah, I don't know what they're singing or who else is in it, but...
But why were we there?
Because Brian, a.k.a. Dangerous Brian, I don't know why we called him Dangerous Brian.
Oh, it goes way back.
Okay, Dangerous Brian. It's his retirement.
Birth-tirement.
He turned 60 and also is retiring.
Oh,
so,
living the dream.
Yeah, and super kind. He said, everyone, don't want any presents. Come along to this party that I'm going to have at Sorrelli. And just give a donation. So we went along and took the like sum up and stuff, and we're like, "Yeah, give us money." And they did.
Nice. Mm.
Yeah, and it was amazing, wasn't it?
They
really
gave
good
us
night.
Money. We ate pizza.
Oh, you had a little dance.
I tell you, we did double dinners on Saturday night.
You did double dinners.
Yeah, I love a double dinner. So what happened was we had a ball. So we went to that's another thing. The charity golf day. We'll talk about that in a minute. We went there. I had a burger and chips.
I mean, we had triple dinners, really, didn't we?
So I had a burger and chips for breakfast.
Nice.
You had a club sandwich.
Yeah.
Then we decided that we'd go out and have dinner together because we needed to talk about the Summer Ball, which is the 14th of September. Buy your ticket now, badco.uk. If you buy it now and use the code June20...
It's the 13th.
I always get it wrong. It's the 13th of June.
September.
Oh, Jesus. 13th of June's gone, hasn't it?
Yeah.
But if you buy... So if you're listening to this and you buy your ticket now...
In June,
and you use the code June20, you get 20% off.
Ooh.
Because we only thought of that the other day, didn't we?
Yeah, it wasn't by design.
Yeah, and we can't really afford to give 20% off, but there's 20% off on the website if you use the code June20
yeah,
to go buy. So
it?
We went out for a ball meeting and had dinner, which we had some chicken thing, which was a mistake.
It was a terrible mistake, and I don't know why I let you talk me.
Did you go to the Grosvenor?
Yeah.
And oh, always go for the little steak, the flat iron.
Oh, I had the steak, and it looked delicious, didn't it?
It was lovely,
and
then, flat iron steak.
And then we got down to this party, and this geezer was making pizzas, and I could see Harv, and he's like, should we get a pizza? Like, yeah. So then we had a pizza each, and then I had a massive slice of cake. I went to bed. You know, we've talked about full stomach equals happy. I went to bed happy that night.
Did you have to rub your stomach a bit?
Oh, it was delicious.
Lie on your stomach.
Oh, it's so good. So good.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Brian. And his dog.
Yes. Jeremy Beagle.
No, because it's a girl.
Jeremy Beagle.
No, it's a beagle. So he introduced me to Brian's dog as Jeremy Beagle. So I thought, oh, it's a boy. And then I found out the other day, no, it's a girl.
Yeah, but it doesn't work, does it? It's got to be called Jeremy Beagle.
What about Jemima Beagle?
Well, it's not a famous TV guy with a small hand.
No, and it isn't. The dog hasn't got one little hand either.
Hasn't got any hands.
One little paw.
So anyway, next one. Sorry. We went crazy off on one then. Well, so golf day.
I didn't go to the golf day, so you guys have
give
to
give us an update, Lise.
You had a Jeremy golf day.
Well, but you know, he had a burger for breakfast at the golf day.
You had a club sandwich.
Yeah.
It was the captain's golf day at Rushmore. So did they
Steve the captain?
Pick
so he
a charity.
Yeah. So I think every golf club does it. I think they have a charity day. So the captain arranges the charity day. Massive raffle. I think there was a bit of an auction there. Yeah. And basically invites all the club members to come along and bring their friends, and then they have. Like from 8 o'clock in the morning, they're teeing off every 15 minutes until 2 o'clock. Money. So loads
That's
of teams
a lot
come
of golf.
Through. We got there. My God, those boys were smashing that rum, weren't they? Half eight in the morning.
Yeah, let's not be critical of a burger for breakfast.
Yeah.
I mean, well, these guys are Captain Morgans for breakfast.
They were the Morgans.
I mean, it was the captain's day, so.
Pints were flowing, smoking fags. I was like, 20 years ago.
I'd have been all over this.
Yeah. But what an amazing day. It was good. We were there from probably 8 until about 2. So we saw all the people leaving and starting to come back. Don't know what we're going to get out of it, but super, super kind of them. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of hoping we get the gig again next year.
Ooh. I think we should play golf. Just putting it out there.
Yeah, we should. Mm. We should. Mm. I need to go out the tip and get some bats.
Get some golf bats.
Yeah.
And then, tip?
Yeah, they're always in the tip.
There's always a tip.
Yeah, but they're any good if they're in the tip.
Well, I don't think they need to be good right now, do they?
Yeah, I'm not at a standard where you're going to judge me over the what clubs I'm using. You're going to judge me over that guy's clearly never played before. I tell you what, why don't we go to the cinema, watch Happy Gilmore 2, and then go and play golf?
Or we could go to the driving range.
Yeah, we could do that.
Why don't we do that?
I've never been to a driving range.
Are you up for it?
I feel like I could be quite good at golf, but I think that's just...
Shift, can you play golf? No, that's
but
he's
we could
definitely
go to the driving range. Yeah. That's just hitting balls, isn't it?
Let's do it. Yes, an away podcast. We'll record it from the
whilst we're there.
Do you know the best bit about going to a driving range is when they're collecting the balls, and they use like a little quad with a cage on it, and they go backwards and forwards picking up all the balls, and you got to try and hit that. And you imagine sitting in there with a metal cage around you and it's going ping, ping, ding. Ping.
Oh, but someone drives it.
Yeah.
What, do they pick them up by hand?
No.
Dangerous.
It's got like a picky uppy thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So there you go.
So the last one on our charity update is, and I hope I pronounce this name correctly, Leonora Stewart. Is that right?
Yeah.
Leonora.
Well, you probably call it someone else with your serene.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you'd probably call her Leonora.
I'm not French.
He's now. Yeah.
So she's undertaking the free choirs challenge.
Yes.
Walking from Shaftesbury to Yeovil via Sherborne.
Yes.
Sherborne.
And visiting the rock
posh.
Choir at each. I mean, I live in Sherborne. Visiting the rock choir. Oh, I'm ballsing this.
This is easy.
Lise, what's she doing?
She's going to do a rock choir. I guess it's like a class, is it? Or like they meet, don't they, and sing songs?
Yeah.
So she's going to do one of them in each location. And walk from Shaftesbury, do the rock choir in Shaftesbury, do the one in Sherborne, and do the one in Yeovil.
Amazing.
Thank you.
That's a long way to walk.
That is a long way to walk. So yeah, thank you very much. That's great.
That's in July, beginning of July.
What's your favourite month?
January.
Oh, is it? What's your favourite month, Harv?
July.
Why July?
Oh, it's your birthday.
No, you missed. This is a joke. You've got to let us go.
Okay, sorry.
Right, let's go again. Harv, what's your favourite month?
July.
Why July?
I'm not lying.
Oh. That's a good one. I like that.
Oh, we like that.
But it is your birthday.
It is. It's less than a month till our birthdays. Yeah. I'm turning 45. You're turning 39.
Oh, man.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
I'm knocking on the door of 50, my brother. But that's okay.
But we're going up a mountain just before it, aren't we?
Yeah, I forgot we got to say that.
Yeah.
Are you coming, Lise?
No, I'm in Greece.
Oh, but that's all right. Yeah.
I'm sunning myself in Crete.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm actually away that weekend.
Are you away for our birthday?
Oh, no, I think I'm back for your birthday.
Damn it.
Is your birthday on the Tuesday?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah, I'm back then.
How long are you going to Greece
for? I'm
back
on Monday. 5 days.
Oh, lovely.
Thursday to Monday.
I'm going
beautiful.
Saturday to Thursday, going to Lanzarote.
Nice.
Looking forward to it very much. Then I'm riding my motorbike to go see Shift in France.
Oh, nice.
At the end of July. And we're also going up Ben Nevis. We've even bought new pants in prep.
Ooh.
We have, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I am sad I'm missing out on this.
Well, don't worry, we'll send you the photos.
Just please, on the holiday chat, because I'm feeling left out now.
And when are you going on holiday?
Well, he's having two holidays, isn't he? Because he's
posh. Hang on a minute, he just said he's going to Lanzarote, then France.
Okay.
Yeah,
where are you going?
I'm going to Germany.
He doesn't call it Germany. He calls it Deutschland.
Deutschland. And at the end of July and at the end of August, we're going to Portugal.
Oh, just nice. Nipping over.
Very, very lucky.
Nipping over to Portugal.
Very lucky.
And the reason why I riff it out of him is because he goes, "No, I'm only going for a week this year." I was like, oh, mate, poor you.
Yeah,
poor you.
Some of us have only got 5 days. Yeah, although I have had a holiday this year already because I went to Norway, didn't I?
Oh, yeah, you did.
So, yeah. I'm Lisa, two
so,
holidays.
So, yeah, we are all two holidays.
Yeah.
Well, Schiff's going to France for a month.
Yeah.
6 weeks he's going to
on
France.
On holiday or just for what?
He's worked so hard that he's collected all his holiday.
Wow.
And then he's going to France for 6 weeks. That's why I'm riding my bike down to see him, and I'm staying in, which is very kind.
Apart from school, I don't think I've ever had a 6 week holiday.
Well, no, neither have I. Oh, no, when I was a kid, we went to Australia for 6 weeks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But we had loads of family over there, and my granddad paid for us to get there. So, yeah.
Nice.
I mean, I'm grateful. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're quite lucky, aren't we? That whole last 10 minute conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. It's first world problems, isn't it?
Yeah.
That you're only going to Portugal for a week.
Moving swiftly on.
Swiftly on.
Social media shout out.
Shout out.
Follow us.
Yes. On. Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn.
OnlyFans.
All of those.
Oh, no.
No, we're definitely not on OnlyFans.
Oh, sorry.
I think that's slightly inappropriate, Adam Harvey. Anyway, subscribe to the podcast and give us a review. We'd love it if you did
that.
We'd
love a review.
Well, and
Harv loves a review.
Not about a lint roller. I have used that, though, and it's very good. You should leave a review on that.
Well, you can leave a review.
Yeah, but I didn't buy it. It was on your Amazon account.
But I think you can still go and review stuff.
Without having to buy it?
reviewlintrollers.com and just,
I'll see that.
Trustpilot. They like a review.
But now we've got the YouTube channel as well.
YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
YouTube. We need you guys to subscribe and like and share and do all of that sort of stuff. So please do that. I don't know how you do it.
You click on the subscribe button. That's what they do, didn't they? Don't forget to click on the subscribe button below.
Or is it like that? Click here.
Or
and
wherever
subscribe.
It's going to go.
And for
don't
those
forget
who
to
are,
like. You have to do thumbs up. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe. So for those who are listening to this, we're all doing thumbs up and pointing. For those who are watching, you can see what we're doing.
Do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Click here.
Yeah. So it's all good. Right. This week's topic. So we've given a little sneaky peek there, Lise. So what is this week's topic?
It is the continuous journey of mental health.
So what does that mean, Lise?
What's
the message?
I did a little bit of research. I like a bit of research on a topic, don't I? And I think, from what I gathered from it, like, a lot of people look at mental health as an illness, the same as another illness. So if you were ill, you go to the doctors, they give you some medication, end of that medication, you take it, you're fine.
And I Antibiotics would be a good example of that.
And I think people think once you've found your solution, which suits you, whether that's counselling, whether that's your self-care, whether that's medication, once you've found that solution, you should be fixed.
Yep.
So at some point, you should be fixed and you should be fine.
And then you can buy a T-shirt that says, "I've completed mental health."
Yeah, and I'm fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine.
So what's the counter argument to that?
But yeah, in reality, that perspective needs to shift because it's as we all know, a lifelong journey. And we're on that journey because situations change, outside influences change, our experiences change, and it all affects our mental health, doesn't it? So,
You know,
let's say 1 minute you can be up here and everything's fine, and then the next, something comes along and there you are, back to where you were.
Absolutely. So, Harv, can you take us through, because I need you to get this across, where you were when that doctor said what he said to you?
Well, this is, we're going back now 15 years, maybe, something like that.
And you ain't old enough.
Thanks so much. I was in a really, really bad way. And at that time, I'd literally come to terms with the fact that I had a mental health issue and it wasn't something physical, because I wrestled with that for a long, long time, thinking all the doctors are wrong and there was something physically wrong with me, which is why I was feeling the way I was feeling. Anyway, finally got around to sort of accepting that it was a mental health issue and was going all these different pills, trying different pills and thinking nothing's working, going to CBT. going to those classes, trying all these different things, seeing all these different people, nothing's working, it's not a mental health thing. And then one doctor turned around to me, a junior doctor, and he said, stop trying to beat it. He said, you need to learn to manage it. He said, if you try and beat it, you won't get anywhere. If you try and manage it, your life will improve. And that stuck with me. And what also stuck with me is he was wearing rugby socks.
Oh.
Interesting little side note there.
I don't know if that has anything to do with
this. I just remember it. They were green.
Funny the things you remember, isn't it? But smell, sights and that.
Yeah, but that doctor said to me, that was like a penny drop moment when he said, you've got to learn to manage it.
Yeah.
Stop trying to beat it.
And I think that, for me, is the quintessential point to, not solving, but to moving along with a mental health journey.
Because it's mental health. So, like, physical health.
Yeah,
mental
health
isn't an illness. Mental health is a state.
We've all got mental health.
It can be good, it can be bad. So therefore, it will change and it will vary and it will go up and it will go down and there'll be peaks and troughs and different moments and different times as a result of different scenarios and different environmental factors and people and all sorts.
I think that's a really good point. If we look at it the other way, imagine that, you know, if I said, yeah, I've completed physical health, I don't need to work out anymore because I've completed it. I'm at a point where my physical health is really good. I'm exercising 3 times a week. You know, I'm not overweight. I'm not underweight. I'm, you know, strong enough for where I want to be. So now I'm going to stop.
Yeah. And what would happen if you stop?
Well, yeah, you would absolutely go back to where you were before, which could potentially be struggling to even get out of bed because your physical health is so bad. And some people are there, bless them. And everyone's physical health is different. Some people struggle to get up the stairs. Some people can run a marathon without even thinking about it. And everyone has to deal with their physical situation that they're born with, that their genetics, that, you know, some people work really hard to be fit. Some people don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
But when we look at mental health, we think, well, I mean, I don't think any of us think, but people out there think, you've either got it or you haven't.
Yeah.
And you've either solved it or you haven't. Or that person went mad and now they're okay. Or because they went mad, and I heard someone say that today, because they went mad, now I can't trust them because I don't know how they're going to deal with it. Now, that's like saying, okay, I was lifting some weights in the gym and I've put my back out. Does that mean I should never lift weights ever again?
Yeah, exactly.
Or does it just mean that I need to wait?
Yeah.
And work with my back and exercise it gently.
Yeah, and learn how to lift properly.
And try and repair it and then come back. And then some people would then go back to that deadlift bar, start slowly, keep working it, and then get to a point where their back is stronger than it's ever been, even though you've injured it. But we look, others look at this and say, yeah, I've completed it. I'm done mental health. I don't need to work on it anymore.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know, I mean, I'm generalising here, but for me, I think people who don't suffer with their mental health tend to take that view on it because they don't know what it's like, do they? They haven't had the struggles that we've had. So they don't really understand it. So they can be a bit like you're either all right or you're not, you know, and because they're always all right, they don't really understand that journey that, you know, sometimes things are all right and sometimes things aren't. You know, I think if you're lucky enough not to have problems or to struggle, it's
hard to
understand.
Yeah, but I'm not even sure there are people that haven't had problems. I think there are people that think they haven't had problems.
Yeah.
But when you actually start talking, you said, have you ever felt sad or angry or low?
Yeah.
You know, and then everybody has felt those things. And they're all mental health related things,
yeah,
and issues. So people that say, I've never had mental health issues, I just don't think they're out there.
No,
really.
Or they don't want to admit it.
Yeah, or they don't not even want to admit it, but just don't
realize what it is. Yeah.
I think everyone struggles with their mental health, but they just might not know that.
Or some struggle less or more than others, don't they?
Yeah, some people are more resilient to stress or more susceptible to stress, and other people can deal with the same as some people can run better than another person, or some people are physically built to swim better than they are to run, and there's all sorts of things, isn't there? But for me, I think this continuous journey, and when you said to me, Harv, when you relayed that story to me, when we met 5-6 years ago, or whatever it was, I was like, and I knew that it was a continuous journey, and I knew I had to work on it. But I think that's such a good thing for people who maybe at the beginning of their journey, maybe, you know, are in a long time in their journey. Acceptance is sometimes the key to success.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I think if you can get to a point where, which is one of the things I sort of looked at when I was looking at it, if you can get to a point where it becomes prevention, but we tend to deal with our mental health when we're too far down the line, don't we? Whereas
way
if we can
late.
Make it preventative rather than, you know, when it's at crisis, that has a massive impact as well, doesn't it? Because if you can deal with it at the start before it gets too...
Well, again, you can draw that comparison with the physical health thing because people have a better understanding that they need to go to the gym or they need to go running. So, yeah, I've got to get my physical health. I've got to maintain that.
Yeah.
And they don't always apply the same to their mental health. But you should be doing the same things. The equivalent to going to the gym might be that you need to read or you need to meditate or do yoga or whatever it is. For your mental health, we should be doing those things, routine, as well as the physical health things that we do routine.
And making people aware that that's, you know, to start earlier, it's going to be better than wait until the point where you're like...
The bit for me is what makes, you know, like say I'm a gardener. What makes me a gardener? Is it the person who gardens once a year? Does that make me a gardener? Or if I garden once a week, or I do 5 minutes a day, what makes someone a gardener? Because you can't just go and like once a year and then, you know, go and work on your garden and go, I'm a gardener. For me, it's the person who spends 5 minutes a day or three times a week they guard. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Same as a runner. You can't go for a run once a year and say, I'm a runner.
Yeah.
But if you ran three times a week, you're a runner. So for someone to be successful in not beating their mental health, but, you know, what's the word I'm trying to think of?
Well, they're managing it.
Managing their mental health is to little and often.
Yeah.
That, for me, that's the key. And when I am in a point where I'm struggling, it's probably because I haven't done the little and oftens.
Yeah.
You can't just take a day out when you're feeling bad and like you're like, oh man, I can't focus, my head's all over the place, I'm not sleeping. A day is not going to fix that. Just going out for a day and going, right, I'm going to go do something nice. But if you do a little bit every day, then you'll start to feel better. But the key is keep doing it.
Yeah.
Even though you feel better, keep doing it.
Which I think is what a lot of people do. Once you feel better, you think, oh, I don't need to. A bit like we said with counselling before. When you go into that counsellor week on week and she's going, right, what have you done this week?
Yeah.
I've set you some homework. Did you do it?
Yeah.
But when you haven't got to be responsible or like, you know, go back to anyone and say, oh yeah, I've done that this week.
Yeah.
It soon slips back under the radar a bit, doesn't it? And you fall back into...
Well, we keep going to the gym, don't we?
We keep going to the gym, if I didn't go to the gym for a week,
We keep watching Netflix, keep sitting on a sofa.
Yeah.
But like, and I'll talk about it, you guys must be bloody bored of hearing me say this. Walking the dog, meditation, cold water therapy, exercise, reading, going outside, sitting in the garden, looking at a beautiful landscape, spending time with your family, spending time with your friends. All of that stuff is my little and oftens.
Yeah, and that's the key, the little and often bit as well. The little bit is quite key there.
Yeah.
Because I would say to somebody that's listening to this and thinking, I need to get on top of my mental health, you can go online, you can see on social media, and you'll get 1,000 different influencers telling you need to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and have feel the earth under your feet, then go for that run, then have that ice bath, then do some journaling, then do some meditation. And it's massively
overwhelming. And then get to work.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh my God, I've turned up to work and I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
But you get bombarded with all those things. And like Ad said, it's little. So just pick one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That going for a walk. Just start with that. And you can evolve and you can become other things, but just pick one of them and start. Because what's the phrase? You don't have to be great to start. You have to start to be great.
Yeah, that's very true. And again, I think it's doing the things that are positive and doing less of the things that are negative. So for me, love coffee. I've had to make a decision where two cups a day, because I don't think the caffeine was doing much for me.
Oh, okay.
So I've now said, for someone who loves black coffee, two a day, that's it. And if it hit 12 o'clock and I haven't drunk coffee, tough, I'm not having one. And I've moved over to decaf a little bit.
Yeah, I'll go decaf, it's fine.
Yeah. So, you know, and there's those things in there. Like, I think everyone would know, sitting and watching 6 hours of Netflix while the sun's out like this, or playing on your PlayStation all day, it's probably not very good for your mental health.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But do it if you like it, but break it up with doing something little and often. Go out for a walk.
Yeah.
You know, go to the gym. Go for a run. You know, pet your dog.
Yeah.
You know, there's all those things that go with it. So I think it, for me, the key takeaways from this is you'll never fix it.
No.
You can make it better with your own intervention, and the key is little and often.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, manage your mental health.
And I think be acutely aware that it can all go wrong.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like,
yeah.
You shouldn't feel like a failure.
Yeah, no, no, no.
You know, because it's a lot of the time it's an outside influence, isn't it, that triggers you to, you know, go down that path again. It's not necessarily something you've done. It can be, like, say, work, a relationship
and
breakdown.
Sometimes it's not
anything
necessarily
particular.
Something in particular or obvious.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it can just drop. Your mood can drop. Like getting injured when you're training.
Oh, yeah.
And you
like
think
when I had that operation, yeah. Oh, I may be miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't train.
Absolutely, you know, pull the rug.
But it's trying to recognise it as well. I feel rubbish because I can't do that. But what can I do?
Yeah, find
you know,
something else.
I can't train. I can't swim. I can't run. But what can I do? I can walk. So that's what I'm going to do. You know, and I think that there is time and a place, isn't there, for, like, I'm going to binge some movies today.
Yeah,
I'm going to watch some old school movies that, you know, are cool.
That's what I did Sunday, because Sunday is Father's Day. It's a rough day for me.
Yeah.
I literally got up, did my shopping, did what I needed to do, and I sat on the sofa for 6 hours. I slept for two of them, and I was like, I'm just going to be sad today because I'm allowed to be sad today.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those days of something on the telly that I wasn't really watching. Fell asleep and just let the day go by.
Yeah.
And there was nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's cool. And just a big shout out to everyone out there who is struggling and things are difficult, and try that little and often thing, and you're not alone. You're definitely not alone.
Yeah. Very true.
Mm. Can I have a little rant?
Yeah.
Just about when you said you were in Tesco.
Yeah.
Man, old people in Tesco on a Sunday morning.
Oh. Tesco any time of day.
But I don't mind. Like Saturday and Sundays, I think I've probably ranted about this before. And this isn't my actual rant. I've got another rant, but it does involve Tesco. Why do people who are retired come on Saturday and Sunday? I want to shout at them, come in the week. Come in the week. We're all here. We're working. Like,
when you get up at like 6:30, come then, because there's no one in it.
Anyway, that was just a minor little rant there.
Yeah.
But no, I think it's a really good thing. And I think that, you know, for me, I've got lots of good friends that I can lean on and talk openly about.
Yeah, that's key as well. People, supportive people, positive people as well.
Surround yourself by positive people.
People who bring you down and they're good when you're in that kind of frame of mind, are they?
Absolutely. So yeah, big shout out to everyone out there. Keep doing what you're doing and try that little and often thing. So yeah, it's good. Any points from anyone else?
Nope.
No, I think that was a good conversation.
Hmm.
Yeah, I just, like, I don't ever want, and it kind of winds me up when people say, oh, I'm done with that. I'm not going to go back
there.
I'm
all right now. I don't need counselling anymore.
Yeah, but, like, it's like saying, oh, it's all right, I can deadlift at 200 kilos now because, you know, my back's feeling a bit better. No. You have to work at it every single day. You haven't completed this, you know, and it's quite difficult, isn't it? So anyway, there we go. Group discussions on their own journeys, where they think they are now. Is that what we're doing?
Well, I mean, I think we've talked about that.
Have we?
Yeah, I think we have.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
I'm kind of dusting back over the agenda here.
I think we can...
It feels like this is a bit of a rusty one today.
Yeah, it's because we haven't done it for a while. And because no one looked at the agenda, maybe.
I think that was it.
I had a very bit. I am sorry, Lisa.
That's okay. No, that's fine. The next section is Harv's question.
Yes.
Just to give a little shout out there, I think that we're having problems with the cameras. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So Shift's having a little bit of a nightmare trying to get the cameras to work. So it might be that this, bear with us on the camera front, and next time it'll be
seamless.
Yeah.
As will the show.
yeah. So it might just be the gimbal camera that we have with a couple of little shots of these. I think it's recorded some bits, but the battery's flat. They're just not recording. Something's not right.
Technical issues.
Yeah, technical issues. Well, we had with the Rodecaster Pro 2, which is our Gucci bit of software, the hardware here, we had a bit of an issue with that earlier where it all of a sudden wouldn't pick up the inputs. So we had to do a factory reset before this. So it's a night of technical issues, but it's all good. We're here. We're doing it. So, Harv.
Hello.
You've got a question.
What is your question?
Email your questions. No.
Don't you? Well, you can email us.
Yeah, you can.
The Brave and Determined
Company. I'm not going to email you my question now because it would just take long.
It would be a bit weird. The Brave and Determined Company at gmail.com. Send us your questions.
For the purposes of this question, we have to consider our perspective where we are in the room.
Okay.
Okay.
What? No, that.
Clear your throat, posh boy.
What's... What's the superpower of the person opposite you? So you can choose who you decide to be opposite.
Well, I'm opposite you, and I'd say you're opposite me, and you're opposite her.
You go,
so what? I've got to think of what's your superpower.
What's my superpower?
You've got to do my superpower then.
Yeah.
Okay, your superpower is like...
So you're talking to me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, yeah. We've got to remember we ain't got cameras.
Okay, Adam Collins' superpower... I think your superpower is like making people believe they can do anything.
Oh yeah. That's
really You're really good at bigging people up and kind of making them feel positive, making them feel like anything's achievable and yeah, that anything's possible.
That's very kind.
I would call him Relentless Man.
Relentless Man. Yeah.
Relentless Man.
Yeah. I think relentless. Yeah, you are relentless. Yeah, and you never like give up on stuff you want to do like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say that's your superpower.
Oh, that's really kind. Thanks, Lise.
You're welcome.
That's really kind. Your superpower, you
for fucking, me,
yeah, top mate. Like you were, like mate. You are, like you're always there, no matter what. I can always pick up the phone, day or night, always there.
Pick up,
you know, like if I phoned you and said, "Mate, I need you to come pick me up," or "Mate, I'm in a situation. I need to borrow some." You'd be there.
Yeah, of course.
That's your superpower. You're always there, man.
Always there, man. That's next.
Being
always
there, man.
Always there, man.
Like Ant-Man.
Relentless
always
man. Always there, man.
Your superpower, Lise, I think, is your commitment to fitness.
Ooh.
It is. I'd agree with that.
Your commitment to physical well-being.
I'm sure that's like a superpower.
Well, it is. You're like, yeah, but you're as strong as like Batwoman.
Thanks.
And I tell you, like, obviously we train in a few classes together.
Yeah.
And when you're not there, you get talked about. And there's lots of the ladies... in that group, young and old, that put you on a pedestal, and you're like,
"Oh, that's nice to hear."
You're like the goal.
I did have a message from someone else who had signed up to do a HYROX, and they said, "Oh, they want some advice," and they were like, "Given like you're the," I can't think what she said, but it was something really nice, and I wasn't expecting it from them either, and I was like, "Ah, that's a really nice compliment."
Well, yeah. It's like when Shift put in our podcast group chat. Should I go to CrossFit? I was like, this is Lisa's element.
Lisa's going to come in a minute and be like, well.
Yeah. And here we go. Here's 17 messages about the benefits of CrossFit. Yeah. I would totally agree with that, Harv. And you, Lisa, are one of the physically strongest girls I know. Aww. And you don't stop. And I think that's amazing.
And you're modest with it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you're always like, oh no, I'm not strong.
I'm not very good.
And I'm like, we were talking to one of the guys on Sunday morning who was doing the CrossFit competition CFS. And I said, oh yeah, like we were chatting. And I said, oh, me and Lise did that competition a couple of years ago, finished second. And I said, because he was with Pete. So he said his combined age was like 120.
Yeah.
And I said, well, me and Lise did it. And our combined age was like nearly 90. And we finished second.
Yeah,
we did.
We were
super
good, didn't
team.
We?
Yeah. Super team. The good thing about me and you, like this is proper reminiscent now, I knew what you were going to do and you knew what I was going to do.
Definitely.
Like we always just were like,
in sync, time. And we knew like what the other needed.
Yeah.
Or didn't need.
Yeah.
I always remember that last one, the rower. I was like, in theory, you should have got off and I was like, he's going to finish this.
Yeah.
And I was just like, don't let go.
And you were just shouting like in my face, just going, keep going, just pull over, keep going. And the way we split the wall balls and the bike, that was what won it.
That was,
I just did six minutes on the bike.
We actually did the same, we stole your tactic.
Yeah.
Well, I did
six. I tried to be a bit like that on Saturday, but.
Yeah, 6 minutes on the bike and you did 6 minutes of warbles.
Yeah.
Fair play, 6 minutes of warbles.
Yeah, but it's good working out who's better. It's a good
That's
a good thing to apply to life, isn't it?
Yeah. I literally just dug in for 6 minutes and just pedaled as hard as I could.
Just kept going.
So I read something once, which is amazing in itself. But it was
not those sort of magazines. You probably shouldn't go there on this podcast. It's a family chat.
It was a business book.
Oh.
And the guy was sexy. You know how you always get told to work on your weaknesses?
Yeah.
And like to improve in the areas you're not so good at.
Yeah.
His whole thing was no. Focus on what you're good
at. That's what I'm like.
Yeah. Do what you're
good at. I
only
want to do the good things.
And find people.
Yeah, recruit someone who does the bit.
Find people. Get them, find someone who can do it better than you and let them do it.
That's what I was like this morning. I was like, I don't want to bench press. I don't need to bench press. What do I need to do that for?
Well, yeah. What is
I'm not very good at it.
In business, in life, in CrossFit. Work out who does what well and let them do it.
And let them do it.
There you go. There's our superpowers.
Superpowers.
So I was a relentless man. You were...
always there, guy.
Always there, guy.
Fitness girl?
No, you're Batwoman.
Yeah.
I reckon you'd kick back Batwoman's ass in a fight.
No, I don't reckon I would.
Mm. See? Modest. Mm. Mm. Half said that. Mm. Right, rants. Who's got a rant? I've got a decent rant.
Let's hear it.
Oh, I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this. My rant.
Rant man.
So this is you're going to call me. You're going to call me posh now. So I'm a sort of guy who likes a pink lady apple.
Oh, I like a pink lady.
Right. What has happened? Tesco. I'm calling out Tesco. I want an email. thebraveanddetermined@gmail.com into my inbox from the Tesco CEO as to why on earth if I buy a single pink lady, it's bigger than a cricket ball. But if I buy them in a pack of six, it's smaller than a tangerine. Now, you need to have a word with your machine setter here, because whoever's splitting these up, they're going, oh, look, them big juicy ones. God, they look nice, don't they? Put them on as a separate and charge them 85 quid a kilo. And then these ones, the six pack, where, they're getting more for their money. Put tiny, tiny, tiny little pink ladies in there.
Is anyone putting a pink lady through as a pink lady when they just buy one, though?
Right, Lise, you would definitely do that, though, wouldn't you? Because
I'm just
stealing.
Asking if that's what people do, because I'm sure that's what I would do.
What do you put it through as? Like a
Royal Gala?
What, are they the cheapest?
Yeah.
Lise,
I mean, I don't buy apples anyway. I haven't bought an apple for a long time, but if I was buying an apple...
I love an apple.
...as a pink lady, I would...
Well,
they're not so much now because they're a bit more hotter at Tesco's now, aren't they, on the old self-service?
I got so fed up with buying tiny, tiny pink ladies, I went to a Braben.
Oh.
Then I was incredibly disappointed.
Yeah.
No one likes them. They're a bit mushy, aren't they, Braben?
Yeah, it was a bit meh. As kids, though, we always had those... What's the green one?
Granny Smith.
Oh, and they'd make your gums... make your gums bleed. Yeah. No wonder I didn't eat fruit as a kid.
My mum used to cut them up for us. She'd peel them and then cut them up into little, squares.
So Evie, when I got home today, Evie, my daughter, she goes, oh, Dad, I got a new favourite snack. And I went, oh, yeah, what's that? She goes, cut an apple into quarters, smear it in peanut butter.
That's what I have at work.
And I was like, ooh, even though you don't buy apples.
Even though I don't buy apples now. But yeah, that's what I did have at work.
I would not have the peanut butter. I would switch it for Biscoff.
I have peanut butter on rice cakes at the moment. Peanut butter and jam.
I love peanut butter. Wow. So good. Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's making me hungry just talking about peanut butter. Anyway, so that's my rant. So CEO of Tesco, don't know what your name is, can't remember. Email me, let me know why pink ladies is so small. I'm done with it, honestly. I'm literally done.
You feel strongly about that.
I really do. Yeah, but it's just a clear rip-off, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, maybe they thought, hang on, we're losing a lot of the till here.
Yeah, people
aren't paying for them, so we'll get them back.
Well, it could be that.
Yeah.
But imagine with your serene, if you buy one on its own, it's 300 grams, and then the ones that you buy in the packs says they're 300 grams, but they're not.
Yeah.
You'd be furious, wouldn't you? When you're eating
serene. I reckon if you Google your rant, there'll be other people talking about it.
I bet on Reddit there's people talking about that.
Yeah, I'm probably not. I think hopefully I've got better things to do than that. But yes, guys, who's got a rant?
Well, I just, not really a rant, but I'm fed up with, this is going to sound stupid, the watery bits in your yogurt.
Oh, yeah, but you stir that in, don't you?
Oh, I don't know. It just winds me up. Why is it there? Every day I have to either tip it away.
Tip it away, just stir.
Yeah, you just stir it in.
Oh, no, I tip mine away. But what is it for? Where's it come
from? It's just separation, isn't it?
Yeah, but Lisa, I don't think they go, oh, don't forget the squirty bit. Squirt the watery bit
in the top. I know, but every
Someone
day goes,
yeah, yogurt top.
It's not really a rant, but I'm just annoyed with it every day. It winds me up.
What yogurts do you eat?
At the moment, I'm on the Arla sort of protein. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to... Eat more carbs.
They're made up
protein.
There, aren't they? They're made in Shaftesbury, those
Are
ones.
They really?
Yeah, the kefir. I'd call it kefir, but you'd call it kefir. Yeah, they make them at the dairy, BV Dairy.
Did not know that. Mm.
Yeah. And Arla, the big Arla plant is in Westbury. See, there you go.
Yeah, because milk, they haven't got milk in.
Always on offer.
Lactose free.
Always on offer, those things.
Yes, £4 for £3.
But I think what you've got to do, Lisa, is stir it in. I don't think you need to tip it out.
I tip it away. And then you get the same with that far, is it far, yay, far, yay? I don't know what it is, the white one, big tub of white stuff.
It's just natural separation.
Far, yay.
Some far things in there are heavier than
ask Posh Boy, he'll let you know.
I think it's far, yay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think the J is. I think the J is silent. It's like he doesn't go jogging, he goes jogging.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You ever noticed that white tub of like, it's just like yogurt, natural
Greek yogurt,
low fat Greek yogurt.
Yeah, and it's like
in the tub.
Yeah.
I know, my staff bring it to me.
Yeah, there you go.
The butler decanted it.
Exactly.
Into a bowl.
It's got the purple label on it, and it's like zero fat or something, high protein. It's a good protein one.
There's been a lot of protein in my diet.
No, I'm a bit sad. I quite like the protein yogurts that are in the pouches.
Oh,
squeezy ones.
You wouldn't see the like watery bit in there. Would
I
you?
Saw, yeah, but you'd feel it as it drips in your mouth. Well, yeah.
Someone on Instagram referred to it as a grown-up froob.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Harv, you got a rant?
I have got a rant, and I hope I haven't done this rant before. I think I might have done.
We can
this.
Have a revisit.
We can have
okay.
a re-rant.
Yeah, a re-rant. And my rant is the way we have to watch TV these days.
Oh, I can rant about this.
Now, I don't watch much TV. And when I do, I really miss the simplicity of turning the TV on and a channel comes on straight away.
I know.
And to change channel, you just press up or down or put a number in.
Well, that still happens on the TV in my bedroom.
Yeah, but you used to hit guide, didn't you? And you could have a look at what's on. But now you just got to watch
through apps.
I mean, even
that was quite advanced for me. But now you've got to go to an app. You've got to go via an app. It uses the internet. My internet is a bit of shit as well, which doesn't help with this.
Surprising in Sherburn, darling.
Sherburn, darling, yes. But there's a whole monopoly about FibreNest. That's a rant for another day. I can't use another supplier.
Oh.
Because I'm on a new build estate and the roads haven't been adopted. So FibreNest, who is owned by Persimmon, are the broadband provider.
Oh, that's funny, isn't it?
Yes.
There's a monopoly there. How many houses are on that estate? It's got to be 500, hasn't
it? Oh, at least, yeah.
Yeah, so 500 houses all paying £40 a month. Thank you, please.
Yeah,
nice.
It's naughty. Yeah. Anyway. So that doesn't help. But then you have to go onto Netflix or you have to go onto Amazon. Things are slow. You have to find the thing. And they want you to watch. And it doesn't even, if you go on the ITV app, I want to watch the football the other day. But it doesn't come up saying, right, okay, ITV1, ITV2, ITV3, this is what's on. It's like,
you've got to go live TV.
Yeah, you want to show
channels.
I just want to watch TV.
My telly upstairs does that in my bedroom.
Yeah, but if you've got Lisa's bedroom to watch TV, then
if you've got
wouldn't be weird, would it? The three of us in your bed. But the ITV app, especially, is terrible.
Yeah, it's
terrible
awful.
To the point where I think surely your app developers must use this themselves and think, this is crap.
Oh, it's because they want you to pay for ITV Extra, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so the free version is, dreadful, but you can pay for an upgrade.
So we're watching Code of Silence. Have you seen that? It's got the deaf girl? Yeah, she was in Dancing.
EastEnders and Dancing, Strictly Come Dancing.
So it's about her. And it doesn't even save where you watched up to last time.
Oh, that's annoying.
Oh, no.
Terrible.
The whole
app.
Interface is just crap. Yeah. And the fact you've got to go into different apps to watch things. And the other day, I really wanted to watch Cheers.
After Matey died?
After Norm died.
Yeah.
I thought, well, that is bound to be on one of the fucking 10... Excuse me. That is bound to be on one of the 10 TV apps we seem to have. Searched it, because it searches amongst all of them. I found it, got to pay for it.
That annoys me when you have to pay for something.
I'm paying for loads of stuff as it is.
I went to the cinema the other day to watch The Accountant 2. 2 weeks later, it's on Amazon Prime for free.
I miss the old experience.
I miss the old days. Cineworld's not
and
really
I'm
an
happy
experience,
to watch. Oh, yeah, that's another part of this, actually. So with the advance of modern TV and the fact that we now have subscription services, we were sold this on the promise that we wouldn't have adverts.
Oh, don't.
And they were gone for a while out of our lives, or you could skip them. And now it's reversed. And now you get adverts. And not only do you get adverts, you get adverts that are designed for you based on what you do with your TV and your internet connection. And we're now paying to see the adverts.
But again, you can pay more and get rid of them.
Yeah, but we used to pay. We used to not pay to suffer the adverts.
Yeah,
he's right, because BBC we had to pay the license fee for no adverts. ITV, you had to suffer the adverts. I'm not an ITV person. This is the thing. ITV is terrible, all of it.
Yeah, but Netflix is cheaper now for adverts, isn't it? So Netflix used to be like
$4.99. Yeah, but you're still paying them for the adverts, what I mean.
Yeah, but you can pay more and they get rid of them.
But originally they didn't.
No, but they've reduced that price.
No, there's a trap.
It is a trap. It is and a YouTube trap. Is the worst.
Consumerism trap.
YouTube, they give you one every like 5 seconds now.
Unless you do yoga, then they don't put adverts in there. There must be something that you say, this is yoga, and they don't put adverts in there.
Really?
I do a lot of yoga on YouTube. Charlotte Follows. Charlie Follows, her name is. Mate, you'll be motivated. I used to watch this guy, and like he was cool.
Don't you're like, why am I watching that guy?
Well, and I was like, I just kept disengaging a bit, and then I was like, I need to find, you know, yeah, this
I knew
is.
Why.
And then I was like, yeah, I'm gonna watch her, and now I do yoga every day. Charlie Follow, shout out, yeah, she's cool.
Is she like your new Lauren Jumps?
Oh yeah, she's better than Lauren Jumps.
Ooh. Yeah. Mm.
Anyway, wow. If you don't know who Lauren Jumps is, you need to go back and listen to the first
way
like,
back.
two or three episodes on it when I was trying to get Lauren Jumps on the podcast. She wouldn't have it. She's got like 3 million
oh
followers
my God.
On Instagram.
She's insane now,
yeah.
Isn't she?
I don't follow her.
Even
I'm
to
not
the point.
I still, oh no, so, she still comes up on mine. I don't think I follow
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I unfollowed her. But there's a guy called Harvey Rides Bike. So he rides around London on his motorbike and he chucks out Haribo. I don't know if you've ever seen him. Like when people are road raging at him.
Does he shout children?
No. He's like riding along and like if someone cuts him up and they start shouting at him, he pulls Haribo out of his pocket and gives them sweets because they're like really angry. And he's like, here you go, mate, here's some sweets. Like, and he does that. They even did a collaboration with Lauren Jumps and Harvey Rides Bikes. How can you have a girl skipping and a guy on a motorbike? I mean, it was ridiculous.
Was she skipping like, over the motorbike?
Well, he was like riding around her garden. Oh, honestly, it was cringe. It was so terrible. But anyway, there we go. So wrap up. What's the message?
Mental health is ongoing forever. And you have to work at it.
Yeah.
All
forever.
The time.
It's a journey, and like every journey, it has its ups and downs.
And this is for everyone. This ain't just like the people who put their hand up and talk about it and say, yeah, I suffer a bit. This is for everyone. Ongoing journey for the rest of your lives, everyone. Little and often. That's what I'm saying. Little and often.
Nice.
So there we go. Anything before we fade on out with the funky music?
No, just go forth and enjoy the sunshine.
Excellent.
Yes, it's going to be really hot.
Hot. There's
thanks,
a song
guys.
For you there.
Feeling hot.
Come on, sing it to this beat that you can
feeling
hear now.
Feeling hot.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.